Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I want to focus in on the rental market here. If you talk to anybody who's been looking for an apartment, they're going to tell you it's a tough go right now, myself included. And a lot of reasons as to why inventory not only light in some areas of the country, but also prices rising rather quickly. According to a new report from Zillow, we've seen about a 9.2% year-over-year rise in one-bedroom apartments here that they track. That's the fastest jump that Zillow data has shown since 2015. So, I mean, you dig into it here, it's getting pricey. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance contributor Vera Gibbons, who's been tracking not just rents, but kind of all things going on here in retail. And Vera, I mean, it's wild. It's not just here in New York. It's really across the country we've been seeing this.
Right. It's a supply and demand issue, as you pointed out. I mean, demand is ridiculous because you've got everybody moving around. You've got millennials, you've got Gen Z, you've got Gen Y, you've got college grads going to the cities, you've got people moving away from the cities, people moving to the burbs, people moving away from the burbs. So you have what Zillow is actually calling the great reshuffling. Everybody is moving all at once. And the supply side is extremely limited. I mean, you have some former landlords who went ahead and put their places on the market and sold them. They got out of the rental business altogether to capitalize on a booming home sales market. So they're out. That's hurting inventory. You have some would-be buyers, their price out of the buying market. So they're actually renting. And then you have the eviction moratorium, which is putting a damper on the supply side too. So add it all up and you've got an extremely challenging market.
Yeah, I didn't think about maybe the homeowners there kind of getting out of it too, but that is an important piece because, you know, you have so many people leaving. That was over, what, months of time. Now you got a short window for everyone coming back all at the same time. That's probably why you're seeing it. But when it comes to the question, I guess, of how much longer that could last, I mean, what are the expectations there?
You know, I was speaking to one of the analysts at RealPage that he follows this stuff. It's a rental analytics firm. And he was saying what we're seeing now in the home sales market where things are starting to cool down a little bit, we may soon see later in the year in the home rental market where the market goes from uber, uber hot to just hot. But for now, if you look at apartment occupancy levels, they're at ridiculously high levels, levels not seen in more than three decades. Similar situation for single family homes. And as you mentioned, the prices are ridiculous. Where you are in Manhattan, for example, is now the most expensive market in the nation. And not long ago, I mean, Manhattan was a complete ghost town. Now rental activity in Manhattan has more than doubled over the past year and prices are following suit. So you have actual bidding wars actually going on in Manhattan. And I was speaking to one woman who actually said she had signed the contract and she was waiting for the other side to actually sign. In the process, they were entertaining other offers and the offers kept going higher and higher and higher, you know, $100 more, $200 more, trying to get her to match. So this is what's going on specifically in your area where I know you're finding it particularly challenging.
This is not good, Vera. You're not painting a positive picture for me. I'm seeing a couple spots today. Fingers crossed. We'll see what happens out there, but I hope it gets better for everybody else watching. Vera Gibbons, Yahoo Finance contributor, bringing us the latest there on the rental front. Appreciate that.